Chapter 14.
今天上午的经文取自于撒迦利亚书第十四章。
I'll read to you from Zechariah chapter 14. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. This is not the first slide. Thank you. Zechariah chapter 14. A day of the Lord is coming, Jerusalem, when your possessions will be plundered and divided up within your very walls. I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem to fight against it. The city will be captured, the houses ransacked, the woman raped. Half the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be taken from the city. Then the Lord will go out and fight against these nations as he fight on the day of battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two, from east to west, forming a great valley with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. You will flee by my mountain valley, for it will extend to Azel. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come and all the holy ones with him. On that day, there will be neither sunlight nor cold frosty darkness. It will be a unique day, a day known only to the Lord, with no distinction between day and night. When evening comes, there will be light. On that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it east to the Dead Sea, half of it west to the Mediterranean Sea, in summer and in winter. The Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day, there will be one Lord, and his name the only name. The whole land from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, will be like Araba, but Jerusalem will be raised up high from the Benjamin gate to the first gate and the corner gate from the tower of Hananel to the royal wine presses and will remain in its places. It will be inhabited, never again will it be destroyed. Jerusalem will be secure. This is the plague with which the Lord will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are standing in their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets. Their tongues will rot in their mouth. On that day, people will be stricken by the Lord with great panic. They will seize each other by the hand and attack each other. Judah too will fight at Jerusalem. The wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected. Great quantities of gold, silver, clothing. A similar plague will strike the horses and mules, the camels and donkeys, and all the animals in those camps. Then the survivor from all the nations that attack Jerusalem will grow up year after year to worship the Lord Almighty, to celebrate the festival of tabernacles. If any of the peoples of the earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, they will have no rain. If the Egyptian people do not go up and take part, they will have no rain. The Lord will bring upon them the plague that he inflicts on the nations that do not go up to celebrate the festival of the tabernacles. It will be the punishment of Egypt, the punishment of all the people who do not go up to celebrate the festival of tabernacles. On that day, holy to the Lord will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, and the cooking pots of the Lord's house will be like the sacred bowls in front of the altar. Every pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord Almighty, and all who come to sacrifice will take some of the pots and cook in them. And on that day, they will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord Almighty. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, as we come before you, Lord, we ask of your Spirit to enlighten us. Help us see you, help us know you, and help us walk with you. We pray that, Lord, we want to know you. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们平安。
Now, 3 years ago, we celebrated SG50.
三年前我们庆祝了建国五十年。
Now, if I were to ask you 50 years ago, maybe some of you like me are not born yet 50 years ago, but if I were to ask you 50 years ago to imagine the Singapore of today, do you think that you would be able to see all this, what is happening now today in your imagination 50 years ago?
如果要你再去50年前想象今天的新加坡，你是否能够想象得到呢？
Many of you will feel that. That is an impossible task, right? How would anybody from 50 years ago be able to imagine the Singapore today?
我相信很多人都会觉得是不可能的。
Just as how you might think that, you know, the world today is so different from the days before.
今天的世界与50年前的世界是非常的不一样。
And similarly, if I were to ask you to imagine Singapore 50 years from now,
同样的, 如果我要你想象新加坡, 50年后的新加坡是怎样的,
you might be similarly at a total loss.
你可能也不知道从何开始想起。
In fact, with the rate of climate change these days,
随着近来气候的那个变化的速度,
maybe there would not even be a hospitable world for humans 50 years later.
50年后可能, 也不适合人类居住。
A future 50 years from today would seem like a dream world to many of us.
50年后的未来对我们许多人来说可能是一个梦想的世界。
It may be a dream world, but it is important for us to dream.
它可能是一个梦想的世界,但是对我们来说是非常重要的。
Because it is through such dreaming that dreams may come true.
因为是通过这样的梦想才能够成真。
The forefathers of Singapore dreamed of a better future.
新加坡的先祖们梦想一个更美好的未来。
And this is why we can see the fruits of today.
所以我们今天才能看到今天我们所享用的成果。
Now, at 3 years ago at the National Day Rally,
3年前在国庆大会上,
Prime Minister Lee said that there were 3 factors from the dreams of our forefathers that helped Singapore to get to what it is today.
李总理说到有3个方面使新加坡能够走到今天的光景。
That was the determination to always be a multiracial society.
成为一个多元种族社会的那个执着。
That this will be a country with a culture of self-reliance, but at the same time, mutual help.
一个自力更生,而且互相支持的文化。
And lastly, to have a society where you always keep faith between the government and the people.
一个政府与人民之间有那个互相的信任的社会。
And as we dream, as we try to shape, you know, what it is in our future, we might not be able to get all the details right.
我们在努力塑造那个未来的时候，我们可能无法想象到所有的细节。
But there must be ideals that we want to pursue.
但一定有我们可以去追求的那个理想。
And so the forefathers of Singapore, they dream of multiracialism, they dream of a society, a culture of meritocracy, and also a clean and non-corrupted government.
新加坡的先祖们梦想了那个多元种族主义、精英政治和廉洁的政府。
They might not be able to achieve all these ideals to 100%, but to a certain extent, at least we will say that these dreams have become a reality 50 years later today.
可能没有完全全部都实现，但在某种程度上，许多的梦想都在今天实现了。
And this is why we must dream.
这就是为什么我们需要去梦想。
Now, in the passage today, the Jews have returned to Jerusalem after a long time of exile in Babylon. They have come back to their homeland.
在我们今天的经节中，犹太人回到那个耶路撒冷他们的家园。
It is a time for them to dream.
是他们去梦想的时刻。
And they have now come to a time at this moment to bring a possibility that perhaps one day the temple will be rebuilt fully.
他们接近了那个圣殿可能要完工的那一天。
They have come to a day where perhaps all the scattered people, the Jews from everywhere, they can finally come back to Jerusalem as one.
分散在各地的犹太人都会在那一天回归。
They have come to the day where perhaps the city of Jerusalem will be rebuilt back to the heydays of David and Jerusalem.
他们来到那一天，那个耶路撒冷将完全恢复到 好像大卫的时代一样。
And so this is the time, this is the day that they must dream of what should be the future of such a city, Jerusalem.
所以是时候想象这样的一个王国的那个未来。
Because in terms of nation building, these people who have come back to Jerusalem anticipating such a day, they are just like the forefathers of Singapore 50 years ago.
因为在建国方面，这些犹太人和50年前新加坡的先祖们是一样的。
Because what you dream is what you will work towards.
因为你梦想的是什么，你要建设的也是什么。
And so in our passage today, Zechariah dreamed of a future Jerusalem.
在我们今天的经节中，撒加利亚他对耶路撒冷未来有了一个梦想。
But as you read the details of his vision,
当你去细看他的那个梦想的时候,
I fear that there might be a danger in this vision.
我认为有一个存在一个危机。
Because at first glance, if you were just to read as you have read through what I saw was not a dream.
因为我第一眼乍看的时候啊，不是一个梦想。
It looked more like a nightmare.
比较像是一个噩梦。
Because in our passage today, it describes a warrior God.
因为我们今天的经文描述了一位啊战士的上帝。
Yes, he will fight against all the enemies of Israel.
他将和以色列的所有的敌人去作战。
But he will be striking them with plagues and droughts.
但他而他用灾殃和旱干旱去攻击他们。
Yes, it may be described as God as king over the whole earth.
啊，他要做全地的王。
But you see that he's, in the description, it seems like his rule will be very oppressive and violent against any forms of disobedience or rebellion.
他的统治似乎对于所有的那个啊任何形式的叛逆都是用高压手段的。
Is this really the future of Jerusalem?
这真的是啊耶路撒冷的未来吗
？Is this really what Zechariah's vision is about?
这是啊撒迦利亚的梦想的内容吗
？Is this really a vision of dominance and superiority and oppression over everybody else?
这是那个啊那个完全的统治的形式吗？
When I first tried to imagine this vision that is described by Zechariah, in Zechariah chapter 14,
当我第一次尝试去了解这个撒迦利亚所描绘的那个梦想时
I was immediately reminded of all the dreams of our superpowers today.
我想起了今天那些超级强国的那些梦想。
Some in America wants to make America great again.
美国的有些人希望让美国再次的强大。
And so they adopted an America first policy.
他们采取了美国优先的那个政策。
America has since then moved away from international cooperation.
他们开始从国际的那些协议中退出。
They have withdrawn themselves from the Paris Agreement and as well as the TPP.
他们从巴黎协定和跨太阳伙伴关系协定中退出。
Instead, each country is forced to make trade deals directly with America.
每个国家都被逼直接的和美国进行那个交易贸易的协定。
In this way, everybody will be forced to acknowledge the superiority of America.
通过这个方式，每个人都必须承认美国的那个优越性。
China has also stretched its influence over the last few years.
中国呢，也在过去几年呢，扩张它的影响力。
And its dominance in the South China Sea is testimony to its current superior power in the region.
它在南中国海的所采取的行动是中国比其他国家更强大的一个例子。
Russia is doing the same with all the former states of the USSR.
俄罗斯也对前苏联国家采取同样的行动。
And recently in the news, you will see that either in the Middle East, Turkey and Saudi Arabia are similarly fighting for dominance in the region.
土耳其和沙特阿拉伯也同样的在争取主动权。
Now, as we ponder over all this phenomenon,
当我们在思想这一些现象的时候
，I think we can understand why all these bigger, stronger, more powerful nations, why they have all such an ambition, such ambitions.
我们应该可以明白这些大国为什么有这样的那个野心啊。
They reflect a collective human desire to conquer and to subdue over others with strength.
它反映了人类要用那个权力力量去征服和制服他人的那个渴望。
Yes, we want to be respected. We want to be admired.
我们希望得到尊重，也希望得到别人的那个仰慕。
And whenever there is conflict, we want things to go our way.
当有纷争的时候，我们要事情发展的趋势跟着我们的他所要发展的形式来发展。
Now, during the American presidential election time, Trump said this.
特朗普在他的竞选集会上说
Let's watch the video.
You're going to be so proud of your country if I get in. You're going to be so proud of your president, and I don't care about that. But you are going to be so proud of your country because we're going to turn it around and we're going to start winning again. We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level.We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much. I love you, Albany. Get out and vote. You will be so
And then President Trump says that he's going to make, he always ends with, he's going to make America great again.
他常常以他要让美国变得更加强大作为结束。
And upon hearing this, you can imagine the crowds at his rally would cheer like there is no tomorrow.
你可以想象那些群众在听他说这番话之后，他们大大声的欢呼。
And that's how Trump won the presidential election.
这就是特朗普如何的去赢得那场那个总统竞选。
He did it. He gave them a vision of winning.
他给了他们一个胜利的那个意向。
Now, because we all have this desire, this human desire to win, we have this.
因为我们有这种, 求胜的心态。
Because we have this desire to win, if we are not careful, we might read Zechariah chapter 14, the passage today, in the same way.
如果我们不小心，我们可能会以同样的角度来阅读那个撒加利亚十四章。
Instead of making America great again, we'll just substitute it and say, make Jerusalem great again.
我们将把, 让那个美国再次强大转变为那个让耶路撒冷再次强大。
And Jerusalem did experience to and enjoy such prestige during the time of Solomon.
在所罗门时代，耶路撒冷的确是非常的强大。
You did have all these neighboring states, you know, coming paying their tributes to Jerusalem.
周边列国都向耶路撒冷来朝贡。
Could Zechariah be hoping, envisioning the same prestige as the days of Jerusalem, as Solomon?
撒加利亚是在希望耶路撒冷恢复到跟以前所罗门时代一样吗？
Now that the exiles have returned back to this land,
流亡的都回归了,
and we see that the temple and the cities are being slowly rebuilt,
圣殿和城市都在慢慢的被重建,
could God be wanting to bring them back to the heydays of David and Solomon?
也许上帝是要再一次的让把以色列带回到像所罗门时代的一样的辉煌。
Yes, we might say that, but all these 2,000 over years, such a scenario hasn't happened yet.
但过去2000年这个情形还没有发生。
We might even think that, wow, such ambitions seems really outdated for us today.
我们也可能想这种野心对我们来说是属于过时的。
Because we think that there are no longer such things as vassal states, you know, coming to pay tributes to this empire overlords.
因为现在不再会有那个附庸国来向他们的帝国统治者来朝贡。
But even in this day and age, such a vision of dominance and prestige from Jerusalem, they are still very common.
即使在这个时代，在这个他的那个要耶路撒冷强大这个想法还是非常的普遍。
This can be interpreted in two ways.
这可以有两方面来诠释它。
There are those who interpret this vision literally.
也有人直接从表面上来诠释它。
They are called the Christian Zionists.
他们叫是那个西安主义者。
These are the people who had lobbied hard for the American embassy to be moved back into Jerusalem.
这些人要为让美国大使馆搬回去耶路撒冷。
And we see that under the current American administration, that has been done.
这正在发生。
These are the people who believe that the actual land of Jerusalem, it has to be restored and made supreme.
他们相信耶路撒冷这个位地必须再次的被高举。
And they believe this because they believe that only through this can all the biblical end times prophecies come true.
只有通过这样，所有的圣经的末世的那些应许才能够被成就。
However, there are also others who interpret this vision metaphorically.
也有人以隐喻的方式来解释这个梦想。
Maybe that means that it's not the actual geographical land of Israel that has to be made supreme.
并不是说那个耶路撒冷实际那块地来再次被高举。
But they also embrace this vision of winning.
他们也拥抱这个胜利的梦想。
And in their mind, what they hope is that the fulfillment of this prophecy would mean that Christianity will be made great again.
他认为这个预言的实现将以基督教再次的被高举来实现。
And Christianity will triumph over all everybody else.
基督教会打败所有的人。
There will come a day where God will defeat all our enemies and everybody will have to admit that we were right all along.
会有这一天，上帝将打败我们所有的敌人。 他们必须得承认我们是一直以来都是对的。
Now, truth be told, I cannot deny that these are possible interpretations of this vision. It's possible.
我不能够否认这是啊对这个梦想的了解的，这个是可能的。
Maybe God will make Jerusalem great one day.
可能上帝有一天会再次的让耶路撒冷强大。
Maybe God will make the religion of Christianity great and triumph over everybody one day.
可能上帝会使基督教战胜所有的人。
But I have a hard time reconciling such interpretations of this vision with the revelation of Jesus Christ.
但我很难将这些诠释与耶稣基督的那个启示相协调。
Jesus, our Messiah, did not come to restore a triumphant and supreme kingdom that will command subservience over everybody else.
耶稣这弥赛亚并没有再次来使基督教再次的强大，然后要别人大家都向他俯首称臣。
That is not the gospel that we receive.
这不是我们所领受的福音。
Instead, the biblical witness tells us that Jesus of Nazareth willingly suffered and died in the hands of those who rejected his message.
拿撒勒耶稣是心甘情愿的受苦，并甘愿死在那些拒绝他信息的人手中。
If there was truly a victory to be proclaimed,
如果是有什么胜利的话，
it was a victory over sin and death.
那就是对罪恶和死亡的胜利。
But this is a victory that it becomes a gift of grace.
这个是一个恩典的恩赐。
It is a gift of grace that is for all mankind, whether Jews or Gentiles.
是给全人类的，不管是犹太人还是外邦人。
And so I cannot reconcile a vision about winning against others with a Jesus that seems so devoid of this us versus them mentality.
因此我无法接受这个要战胜别人的那个憧憬，因为耶稣基督似乎没有这个我们对着他们的那个心态。
And so I looked again.
因此我重新再次的探讨。
I had to look at the passage, the vision again.
我再回到这个梦想。
I had to get to the core of this dream.
我必须回到这个梦想的关键。
What is Zechariah dreaming about?
撒加利亚到底他的梦想是什么呢？
And I find that as I look beyond all these thoughts of winning, plagues, droughts, as I look beyond all this,
当我对这些使敌人的有灾殃和干旱做更深一层的那个了解的时候，
as I look beyond all this, what I see is this plain desire for survival and security.
我所看到的是对那个安稳的那个渴望。
That even though there may be in detail, there may be 9 different facets of what Zechariah was dreaming for.
虽然撒加利亚用了多达九个不同的方面来描述他的梦想。
But all these details, all 9 facets, all revolve this yearning to feel safe.
他们都围绕着一个对安稳的渴望。
And he believed that he can only be safe if God is king.
他相信只有在上帝是王的时候才能够会有这个安稳。
Not just king over Jerusalem, but king over the whole land.
不仅仅是耶路撒冷的王，也是全地的王。
That is the vision.
这就是那意象。
So let me run a quick run through all 9 aspects of our passage today.
让我们来看那九个方面。
In verse 1-3, we see that what his hope is that even if Jerusalem is attacked one day, they will never be totally destroyed because God will fight for them.
第一到第三节，我们看到，虽然耶路撒冷可能会被攻击，但它永远不会被完全的毁灭，因为上帝会为他们而战。
It was a desire to never be totally destroyed.
它永远都不会被毁灭。
In fact, in verse 4-5, he says that they wish that even if there were enemies that coming, God will make a safe passageway for them to escape.
第四、第五节说到，上帝将确保他们逃离那个敌人来侵入的时候的危险。
In verse 6-7, it says that there will be a day where they will not depend on sunlight or moonlight, but rather there will be light throughout the day, a light that only God can give.
在第六、第七节说到，以后再不会有分白昼和黑夜，只有上帝的光。
And in verse 8, it says that there will be living water running through the city all the time.
第八节他说到，必有活水从耶路撒冷流出来。
Verse 9, then it says that that will be the day where God is king over the whole land. Everybody will acknowledge God as God and God as king.
第九节说到耶和华必会做全地的王, 每个人都承认耶和华是独一无二的。
Then verse 10 to 11 describes a day where everything will be made flat, but Jerusalem itself will be elevated, and there will always be people living inside.
第十、十一节说到耶和华城将会被高举, 并永远会有人居住。
Verse 12 to 15 may describe many details, but it is a desire to see the day where there will no longer be enemies of Israel.
第12到第15节说到以后再也不会有敌人。
And verse 16 to 19 to describe that anybody who opposes this, they will be punished.
第16到第19节说到叛乱的将会被惩罚。
They will all come to worship the one true God.
他们会来向唯一的真神来敬拜。
And verse 20 to 21, at last it says that everything will be made holy. There will no longer be sacred and common. No, no more. Everything will be holy.
第20、21节说到, 一切都最终将都是圣洁的。
Now, as I examine all this, all nine facets,
当我在看这些这九个方面的时候,
if you were to just look again at what is the heart of this dream, what exactly is he dreaming about?
你再看一下这个愿景的那个关键,
it is a dream for eternal security and survival.
它是一个要求永远的安稳和那个存活的那个渴望。
When we see light and water, these are elements for living.
光和水是活下去的必须要有的。
And why they want to have victory over others is for the sake of peace, peaceful living.
他们要战胜敌人是为了要有和平。
So instead of thinking of that this is a vision about dominance and supremacy, no, it is a vision to have a place, a safe environment to live on and on.
我们看到的不是一个要支配霸权的那个梦想，而是一个渴望在安稳环境中生存的那个梦想。
And this is a vision that I can see in Jesus Christ.
这是一个我能在耶稣身上看得到的那个愿景。
Now these people, they have returned back to Jerusalem after years of exile in Babylon.
这群人他从巴比伦流亡了很多年，回到了耶路撒冷。
But even though they have returned back to their homeland, they are still living in fear.
但他们仍然活在恐惧中。
What we have read in Ezra chapter 4, 5, 6, we see that their neighbors are still hostile to them.
他们周围的邻居也仍然充满了敌意。
And so they dream.
所以他们继续梦想。
They dream of an eternal city that they can live on and on for generations to generations.
他们梦想一个世世代代他们能够居住的那个城市。
Now such desires were not just happening during Ezra's time.
这种渴望不仅仅发生在以斯拉的时代。
It is the same dream during the New Testament times when the Christians were being persecuted.
在新约时代，当基督徒被逼迫的时候，也是一样的。
In Revelations, there is a dream to say that how I wish there would be one day a new Jerusalem.
在启示录也，我们也看到他们梦想有一个新的耶路撒冷。
Let me read to you what John writes in his dream in Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
我们来看约翰在启示录21章所写的。
He says that this will become a city that does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because the glory of God will give it light. The Lamb, it is Lamb. Revelation chapter 2 then describes, it says that the angel will show me this river of water of life, clear as crystal. It will always be flowing from the throne and from the Lamb, down the middle of the main street of the city. No longer there will be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city. The servants will serve it. We see the same elements, light, living water, enthronement of God as king, and the defeat of all the enemies.
我们看到相同的景象，就是光、活水、上帝的被高举。
Whether it is Zechariah during the times of Ezra,
不论是撒加利亚在以斯拉的时代,
or it is John during the times of the persecuted Christians in the first century,
或者是约翰在那个早期教会被逼迫的时代,
They all dream the same dreams.
他们都有同样的梦想。
Because when we are living in fear,
因为当我们生活在恐惧之中，
we will dream of security and peace and survival.
我们会梦想那个安稳和那个生存。
But between Zechariah to John,
但撒加利亚和约翰之间，
there is a different one thing that is different.
有一个不同。
There is a new revelation.
有一个新的启示。
That besides God, there is one more person who is sitting on the throne.
除了上帝之外，还有多一个人坐在宝座上。
The one sitting on the throne is the Lamb.
就是那羔羊。
Brothers and sisters, who is sitting on the throne?
谁坐在宝座上？
Who is sitting on the throne? The Lamb.
是羔羊。
And the Lamb is enthroned through humility, through obedience, to sacrifice and love.
这羔羊通过谦卑、顺从、牺牲和爱被高举为王。
Who is sitting on the throne?
谁坐在宝座上？
The Lamb. Now I want to share my personal reflections of our situation today.
我想分享和大家分享我们今天所面对的情况。
As I think about what is shared in Zechariah chapter 14, I also think about then what is the future of Singapore what is the future of Singapore?
我想到新加坡的未来。
I also think about what is the future of Jubilee Church.
我也想到禧年堂的未来。
And as I think about this, I admit I also have this sense of fear.
当我想到这些事情的时候，我承认我的确是有一份的那个恐惧感。
Will we survive the next 50 years?
我们是否能够熬过下来的50年？
I admit that I do not know as well.
我也不太确定。
And when we have this fear, this uncertainty,
当我们有这个不确定性，这个恐惧，
especially this fear of the threat of others,
尤其这个恐惧别人对我的威胁。
Now this threat from others, I admit, it is something very real.
这是非常真实的，这个威胁是非常真实的。
We see this in the, what is described when these people had to come back to Jerusalem to live. The threat from others is very real.
我们看到那些流亡的回到耶路撒冷的人所经历的威胁，那都是非常的真实的。
And when we want to dream about the future, I admit that you have this fear of the threat of others.
当我们要对我们的未来做梦想的时候，我承认我们对别人的威胁会感到不稳。
And when we want to feel safe, we often seek our security with strength and dominance over others. If we are stronger than others, then we will be safe.
当我们想要感到安稳的时候，我们通常会通过战胜别人来寻求我们所需要的那个安稳。
And we want to be winning all the time.
我们希望一直都是在赢。
We will never be tired of winning.
我们不会对赢感到累。
But that is not the vision that I see in Jesus Christ.
但耶稣基督让我看到的不是这样的那个梦想。
He is the Lamb upon the throne.
他是那个在宝座上的羔羊。
It is not a vision of winning and losing.
这不是一个关于输或者赢的梦想。
Because what Jesus did, He did it for the world.
因为耶稣所做的是为世界而做的。
And so the vision for Jubilee or for Singapore.
对禧年堂和新加坡的梦想，
It must be the same dream, the Lamb upon the throne.
必须是好像在宝座上的羔羊是一样的。
A vision of humility, obedience, sacrifice, and love.
就是谦卑爱。
Or to put it short, it is to do what is good for others.
简单的说是对他人做好的事情。
And whatever the vision will be, the future will be, let God be decide on the outcome.
然后让上帝决定那个下来所要该发生的。
Our security must not be based on amassing strength and resources and being superior to others.
我们的安稳不应该是基于累积那资源或者比别人更加的强大。
Our security lies in working in God's vision for love and peace for all of humanity.
应该是基于上帝要带给全人类的那个爱和和平。
You might say to me, Pastor,If this is the vision, that's just way too idealistic.
这你会说，牧师，这个听起来太过的理想化了。
But isn't dreams about ideals for the future?
但梦想不应该就是对未来啊理想化吗？
Let God be our guide and our eternal security.
愿上帝成为我们的指引和永远的安稳。
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we ask that Lord, your spirit be with us. Help us see and know what is your will. What do you want us to work towards? What is our future? Be with us always. All this is asked in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.